Welcome to AnyTalk, and we've been thinking about doing a podcast for a very long time. We literally spent 4 hours just on setting up the podcast, and now we finally got it done and we're ready for it. Right, Charlie?
Is it so that Alex basically just says yep and no and yes, and that's all you're gonna get out of him? He's really monotone when he talks. He's just like, yeah. And if you're talking about a really good topic, he won't give his opinion. He'll just say yes. Even if you ask him a question that requires an actual like full sentence, about yeah, and he won't give a, he doesn't care. So we're at the stage now where we've just start with the podcast, and I don't know why I felt the need to start a podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was more him than me. I like I said,
He just basically begged it. So what we've done, yeah, basically, how can I put it? We wanted to do this podcast for about, I wanted to do it for like about a week, because I've been listening to podcasts, and I don't know, I feel like they're a very good way of just talking. And it's not like, because we both had YouTube channels in the past, and it's, I don't know, you don't understand. It's very, how can I put it?
Hard. It's very hard. You have to. It's hard work you have to put in.
It's hard there, like, because we tried to do this whole podcasting for like 4 hours straight, and we just had to, looking at YouTube tutorials on, the recording in Audacity and all that, and it was very long. But we just downloaded Anchor, and hopefully it goes well. But we're gonna put the podcast out on YouTube. If you want to subscribe,
On Spotify
I
as
think
well.
we're not gonna do anything else on the channel, are we?
Nah, I think it's only going to be podcast. Depends what the people want later.
Because we kind of wanted to do, like, how can I put it? We wanted to post, or I wanted to post like three, like 4 times a week.
I
Because,
said we should post
yeah.
every day, but then, we have loads of stuff to do. I guess we can't.
Yeah, kind of get, But if we do it 3, 4 times a week, then it gets to the, it's not bored, it's not like every single day, and then, like, people wait for it. It's hard to explain, but I feel like it's better if we do it 3, 4 times a week. Plus, in the 3, 4 times, we have like a special guest, so we'll be like the not the host, but like just the two people that do it. But for example, we'd have, I don't know, who would we have? It wouldn't be anyone like proper cool. Like for example, Ronaldo. We'll have Ronaldo on, and we'll just talk about how it's like, how he got from A to B, really, and it would just be a full on that on the podcast. Obviously, it wouldn't be Ronaldo. It'd be someone a bit more.
We'll see. We'll see what we can do.
I don't know, it depends, but this is a podcast where we basically talk about anything, like it's in the name really,
We
but we talk
talk about
about a lot
random
of things.
stuff.
I basically just Google search news. It's not really a news thing, it's basically just, I don't know, but I'm on the news, like like the news page. I don't know why, but I felt like this would be a very good idea to just put BBC News in the tight and search bar and just use it, like put it, just Google search, see what comes up. And I'm reading here that children as young as 11 are abusing, Xanax,
I'm just gonna search
like
news.
Lil Xan and all that shit.
So I'm pretty much
Like
on
Lil Xan.
BBC and I can already see children as young as 11 abusing drugs.
Like, no, not drugs in general, but like Xanax is what killed
Xanax,
Lil B.
yeah, Xanax is.
Xanax is what, like, we've been, well, I think they say it was laced with something, which laced means, I don't know, like it had other things in, the like, other drugs in the Xanax. But the thing is, I think he just died of Xanax. But that's, if you think about it, people like,
Yeah, probably you're
I
probably
mean, I'm not,
overdosed.
I'm not a drug person. I mean, I'm not really a drug person, but I know Xanax is, it killed, like, it's not a good drug. And it proper makes you just go, like you're basically not dead. You just have, like, I've heard people that use it. They think that 1 minute's gone past and like half an hour's gone past.
Yeah, I'm sorry to change the subject very quick. I'm on the sports side right now. It's Atletico Madrid playing Arsenal in Europa League, and Diego Costa scored in the 45th minute. So it's at the moment the score is 2-1 for Atletico Madrid. Arsenal are losing.
But that's no surprise, though.
I'm sorry for the Arsenal fans out there,
But
but
Arsenal are doing so bad.
This season isn't your season, and if you lose today, then yeah, you might as well just stop playing football.
I posted out on my Instagram, like, what should we talk about? And I don't know, I didn't get that many, I don't know, things, but they did just say that news and everything like that, so I guess
I just literally, I just saw 2 hours ago, it says teenager arrested outside burglar funeral. How can you?
Oh, yeah, I just said that as well, yeah.
How can you do that for in a funeral? Like, come on.
A burglar, wait, let me click on this. I've just seen this as well. Like, I don't know, we're not just going to do news, but like, I don't know. I didn't, do you know what I really want to talk about?
What?
Abortion.
Abortion? I don't, I disagree. I don't think it should be allowed.
So you're telling me, let's go with Samantha. You know, Samantha is our age, and she gets piped, and she has a baby. She's like, how old are you? You're 16, yep. And I'm 16. But it seems like she's 15 or something like that, and she gets piped. So is she going to be able to take care of that baby?
Well, depends on how the family reacts as well, but I don't think abortion should happen at any age. It's something I just don't agree with.
I don't know, man. I know I shouldn't sit on the fence on the front, but I feel like it's very... Like, I wouldn't care about... There's not really... how can I put it? I don't really have a... How can I put it? A feeling for touchy subjects. Like, I would just have a really strong opinion, and that's it. But... And I'm very open-minded, but I feel like this is a choice thing. Because if you think about it this way, right? As I said, Samantha got piped. She's a... she has a baby. And she and her family can't take care of it. And if you have loads of Samanthas, then they're just going to be a lot of, you know, what's it called? Social care. You know them social care homes? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yeah. Like, there's going to be a lot of them and they're just going to be full. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to, like, cost a lot of money to build new ones and all that. And it's just, I feel like abortion would be the easiest way. Because it's not hurting anyone. It's not hurting Samantha and it's not hurting the baby. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. On a quick note, I just want to add, I just found this article where it says, the secret on the floor, on the ocean floor. And it says, a wave of pioneers is poison.
No, shame off. I'm talking about something now. Right. This is what
for today. So, do you think, you know how like me and like all of us, like how can I put it? So you know like all of us have a relationship where like, how can I put it? I say that you live in a caravan and then you say to me like, oh, go eat fish and chips. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Or drink tea. Or drink tea.
Or drink tea. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I got in trouble for that today because Miss... I'm not going to say anything. But I got in trouble today for saying... How can I put it? I don't want it to feel like oh, no, I just got in trouble today. But do you think other people are allowed to say... Oh, it's really hard for me to say this, but how can I put it? You know, like, we all violate each other.
Yeah.
You know there's people nowadays that like have, like, a really good... How do you... I don't understand. How do you have a good relationship with someone and not violate them? You know what I'm saying?
You mean relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, or relationship?
Nah. Just like a normal relationship, like, I don't know, like...
Or like bro and bro.
Yeah. But like, how do you have like a relationship because like that? Because I, what's it called? It was on Snapchat, that's where it was. It was on Snapchat. And I got lots of like, how is it? You say DMs on yours or Snap saying, oh, maybe he wouldn't like that kind of behavior. Maybe he doesn't like that. You know, maybe you shouldn't really talk about that with him and all that. And maybe you shouldn't say that stuff to him. And I got like 3-4 snaps saying, oh, you know, that's really bad what you said to him. Because I posted a snap today of me basically, I wrote, who was I talking to? I was talking to a friend. I don't like to say names, but I was talking to a friend and I called him a certain name. And it wasn't bad or anything. It was just like, how can I put it? It was just about him.
In the end of the day, it's just a bit of banter between mates. Like, there's nothing you can...
Yeah, but the thing is, yeah, when you grow up in a time era where it's like, that's a standard.
It's exactly, that's the banter that we grow up with. There's nothing.
Standard.
Exactly.
I don't understand, but like younger years, I don't understand. I don't think they have feel the same ways about their friends. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, to be honest, if people, there are people out there that, you know, don't have, how can I put it? They don't have the brain, not the brain capacity. They don't have the mental status to, you know, to understand the joke. They just, as soon as you say something to them, they just cry or they try to
Oh, I know what you're
commit
saying.
suicide.
Yeah, I know it's like emotional. They get emotional.
Exactly, like they get very emotional, and it's just a joke, really, isn't, you know, you don't have to kill yourself because I say, you know.
I thought I was in the wrong, but then because I was reading the snaps and they were all like, "Oh, you shouldn't say that stuff to him," and it wasn't bad. And I said something like, "What did I say? Oh, he had like I'm not even gonna say it, but basically I violated him," and he was like, "Oh," he was laughing as well. It was funny. It was a very funny joke, but he was. I got loads of snaps saying, "Oh, maybe he doesn't like that. Maybe you shouldn't bully him because of that." And I thought I was bad for it. You know what I'm saying? Because like when you
I
four
tend to disagree with people that say that.
five people are telling me like, "Oh, you're in the wrong." You start to believe that you're in the wrong, but then I started thinking to myself like, every single you say relationship when you wouldn't say like every single friend that I have, that proper friend, not like, "Oh, I talk to him in the corridor now and then," like proper friend that I would invite them to like, you know, a, I don't know, go out or something like that, but like. You know what I'm saying? Like every single friend, all of them I violate, and they. It's not like, "Oh, I bully them."
It's but the thing is that we violate each other on a daily basis. It's not like we do that like every month or like once a month or something like that. We do it every
Every
day, and like not just once a day. We do it a couple of times. That I'll probably say five, like hundreds of times a day. We
hundred,
violate
yeah.
each other. So it's something normal. Isn't something, you know? Like I said, it depends on the mental
Yeah, like,
status. If they're, you know, if they're quick minded, they'll just jump out bullying and stuff like that. Depends on the person, really.
but I don't understand the whole mental thing of like, "Oh, he said that to me, I'm gonna get hurt." You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna go cry. I don't, you know, that like that part in your head. I don't have that part. Like, if someone said, "I don't know, I'm a bit, you know, fat," so they were like, "You know, you're a fat shit," or they would say something like that. Like, I wouldn't get to the point where I'm like, oh, no, I'd go home and start crying. It'd be like, oh, I'd say something back, like, I don't know, if they had like a forehead or something like that, I'd start violating the forehead, or I'll say something like that. But it's weird to me to think about, like,
People actually trying to commit suicide of what you said. I mean,
and like, I, like, don't get me wrong, there's bullying, and then there's what we do.
yeah, it's completely different.
Different story. If you go through the bullying, like, that's like, if we, you know, like no names, but if we got someone in
I
our
already
school,
know who we're talking about.
if we got someone in our school and was like, "You're just all this, you're that, you're this," and we kept doing that on a day-to-day basis, and it wasn't just verbal, it was like, you know,
Physically as well.
we would physically, you know, throw him on the ground and beat him up. But the thing is, yeah. What goes? I've never like. Have, I don't know if you're the same, but what goes through someone's head when they're like, "Oh, we're gonna bully. I'm gonna bully this guy. I'm gonna throw him to the ground, and I'm gonna just beat him up for nothing." You know what I'm
We
saying?
never do that. We only joke around, and the only reason sometimes we might get pissed off is that if they do anything to us, we're like swearing about. Like if they get like very emotional and they start swearing about your mom and stuff like that and trying to.
Gonna say something, but like you go up to like some innocent, let's just say, because we're in year 11, but like say if like we go up to an innocent year 9 boy and he hasn't done anything to us, and we just run up on him, we just like throw him to the ground, and he hasn't done nothing to us,
Yeah,
we beat him up,
there's
take his.
no reason for it. There's no point. It isn't.
But friends, I don't understand the mental side of that, you know what I'm saying?
I've not met a person that has been in that mental state yet, but I hope that.
No, but there are, like, you know, there's a couple of people in our school that would bully young people. There are people that's because I don't know why they, like,
The
how can I,
reason
but I don't
that they do
have.
because they cannot, you know, they can't bully someone that's our age, so they have to aim for the youngest that are weaker, really.
I just don't understand that. I could never, you know, put my mind around someone doing that. Like, I believe I have, like, a very different brain from everyone
Same.
else. Like, I don't know why.
I believe I'm more mature than most
Nah,
people.
I wouldn't say I'm more
Nah,
mature. I'm still.
I would say I'm more mature than everyone. I know what's wrong, I know what's right, like
recently, but yeah, we're still much. Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, recently with the stuff that's been going on and the leaks and the videos, it's questionable, but
nah. But I don't feel like I'm more mature, but I feel like, you know, like sleeping, for example, like I have this weird feeling like about sleeping. Like, how can I put it? I'm gonna put it out there. I'm really scared to go to sleep. If that makes any sense.
Oh, I'm scared to. I'm scared of dark. To be honest.
Not the dark or anything like that. Scared to go to sleep because then I worry out that I'm gonna miss out on something that could happen. Like, I don't know, like I could miss because I don't know. I'll put it out there. I sell and resell. So basically, I'd buy something like Supreme Bape and I'd buy it for a low price and sell it for a higher price. That's what I do. And like, last night I went to bed like 3 hours and I'd get up in the morning, like around about 8 o'clock to go to school and I'd be fine. Like I don't need a lot of sleep to be able to go on my day because don't get wrong, Monday morning is always a bad day.
Well, look, also, I'm sorry to change the topic, just a quick thing. You're talking about sleeping and energy. Do you know in Pakistan, you know, the Red Bull, it has energy drink. Well, they want to ban them from using the word energy because apparently Red Bull doesn't give you energy. It takes more energy from your body that's left and, you know, uses all of that. So apparently give you any energy.
Do you think the ban on energy drinks is good?
No, it affects your heart.
No. You have to be 16 to buy an energy Red Bull now in Tesco.
I agree, honestly.
I know in Scotland it's 21.
I agree with it to be 16 because if you start from a young age, then you'd know you'd live less. You'd affect your health.
I remember when I was like, I'd say 14, and that was the prime of my fatness, wasn't it?
No, not really.
When I was like in year 9 and 10, I was proper fat. And this is when I would like, you know, stay up all night. I'd get like 5 Red Bulls and I'd just go drink them. And over time, that would just like affect you. So I don't know. I think they should put a limit on how many you buy instead of the age.
Yeah, you're right. So for example, for 16, they could say, you know, 2 max you can have for...
No. Like they should be like, oh, you can only buy 1. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you any age you are, you can only buy 1.
Nah, I disagree with that. I think you should let for different age. They should, should, you know, for example, for a 15-year-old guy, you know, you can make it 1. And then depending on, you know, the big ones, the smaller ones, depending on the age, they should, for example, if you're, let's say you're 14, you can only buy 1 small one. If you're 15, you can buy a big one. And then if you're 16, you can buy 2 big ones. And then after you 17, you can buy as many as you want.
I feel like in my opinion, like I know for like if you're tired, like I know Monday mornings are always the worst, and I know an energy drink would help that. But when I was, because I've only turned 16, like 26th of April, which was not that long ago, which 26th of April, yeah, that was like a week ago. But before when I went to, I was 15 and I went to go into Tesco and I went to go buy Red Bull and they refused to give me a Red Bull.
I had to get my passport and everything. It's just stupid.
What, just to buy Red Bull?
Yeah, to get a picture of a passport to show your date of birthday.
Wow, that's mad. But like, I went to go buy Red Bull and it's like, but there's always ways around it, if you know what I'm saying. You can't buy a Red Bull, but you can buy a Boost. You know what I'm saying?
You can go corner shops and you can buy anything.
They don't care.
They just don't care.
Corner shop, their passport, do not care. They're like, you could go in there and buy a packet of cigarettes and it'll be your fine.
Yep, literally.
But the Tesco is, I believe that...
Well, to be honest, they're more... They care, like... They're more of lawful. For example, if their shop, corner shop gets caught selling to a 15-year-old Red Bull, then, you know, they'll most likely be sued proper.
But, you know, I don't understand. Tesco, because the only reason we say Tesco is because it's the nearest one to us.
The one where we shop the most, pretty much. We know everything.
Yeah. But, for example, they would deny you service of a Red Bull. But if you go to... the section, because it's like a big refrigerator section, and you go back, pick up Red Bull in the night. You go a bit more down the line of the refrigerator servers, and you've got the 50p Tesco ones. You pick two of them up, and you go to the self-service or whatever like that, and you're fine. You know what I'm saying?
They're selling their own one, but they're not selling the.
Because I've done that before, where when I was like younger, well, 15, and when I was just talking about that incident right now, when they decided to deny me service of buying a Red Bull, and then I went back and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go put it back, and then I went and bought two of the small Tesco Valley ones, and then because that was the only drink they had there, and so I went to go buy it, and it was fine. There was no, you know, on the self-service checkout when they're like, oh, someone has to come scan it. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That never came up, and I put it in the bag, and I walked, like, I paid for it and went out. But I don't know. I feel like change the topic. Do you know what I really want to see?
Talking about seeing 13 Reasons Why is coming on the 18th this month.
I never saw the point in that. I never saw the point in 13 Reasons Why. Don't get my mum watched it, and she was like, "Oh, it's really good," and everything. And then I
It
watched
depends
one episode.
if you listen, if you have those, not all of those feelings, but if you have some of those feelings you can relate to, then you'd watch a lot, trust me.
But like, I know the plot story. Like, I know that I can sum it up in a sentence. Oh, she died, and 13 reasons. Here's a couple of people that, you know, acted towards her death, and she writ some notes and gave them to him, and she podcasted them to them, and that was it. But
My
I
advice
don't know.
to
I
you is just
just
to watch it. You're not going to lose anything. Just watch it.
I'll watch it tonight after this podcast. I'll watch a couple. I'll watch three episodes. But you know what I'm actually dying to see, and every time I try and be, I'm like, you know, Avengers, Infinity
Yeah,
War.
I already know who's going to die in it.
Oh, please don't tell me, please. I swear, please don't tell me.
Listen, it's tragic. Trust me, it's tragic.
No, if you tell me tomorrow, you are not gonna have kneecaps. That's what I'm telling you. Tomorrow, you're not gonna have
I'm not
kneecaps.
saying, I'm just
I
saying you're going
swear.
to be very disappointed though, about the way they went, because they killed a lot.
Okay, cool.
They killed a lot.
Okay. Oh, please. Oh, but the thing is, yeah, I will try. I try and book, because when I write Infinity War, it comes up with all the cinemas. And all of them are booked out.
I'm
All of
waiting
them.
for it to come on my phone.
I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get the bus. I'm gonna go on the train, and I'm gonna get there at this time. I'm gonna come home, and I'm just gonna watch the film at the cinema. Come home, and I'm just gonna have a really good day. I go to book it. Oh, the only ones they have are like really late at night time, and I'm not prepared to go to, you know, far away at night time, because I'm a bit of a, you know, I'm scaredy cat, innit? So
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. But and
if
then
you
I
haven't
try.
seen, just saying a quick note, the stabbing in London right now has increased a lot, like
Oh
a
yeah,
hell
like
of a lot.
that I don't know. I think it, but how can I put it? It's more how like I don't know if your parents are the same, but they'll come up to you and be like, oh yeah, two more stabbings have happened
Yeah,
today,
they tell me,
and
they say, just be careful, you're not gonna go out for too late, trust me.
yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. The only thing I have with it is what you have to tell them is it's not people just going out and killing random people. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's changing now. I feel like now if you look weird at the guy, he'll come on to you.
Yeah, but Johnny, say like this guy called Johnny. Johnny's walking down the street, and there's a gang, you know, a full-on gang, and you know, they've got one and everything. They're not gonna stab Johnny.
Well, depends if they see anything they want from Johnny, then.
Well, that's if you're an idiot and you're walking down with, you know, Yeezys on, and that's why I always put mine in my bag. You know what I'm saying? When I leave, like when it's not school uniform day, I put my Yeezys on, just to flex a little bit, and then I put them in my bag, and then I go. But for instance, but if say like Johnny's has, I don't know, Schlesinger shoes and I don't know, Bucots and everything like that. But oh, my throat, I need to drink water. But for instance, they're not gonna stab Johnny.
Yeah, I don't understand. It's just it. I'll talk while you drink water.
Johnny's not gonna get stabbed because of the straight fact that he has nothing to do with the gang. And the reason why you see loads of these, people getting stabbed is because they're in rival gangs, if you know what
Yeah,
I'm
they
saying.
all relate, like they all done something to the other
But
gangs.
we have nothing to do with any gangs. We have nothing to do with any drugs. We have nothing to do with anything. We're just, I don't know, two people walking down the street. Gang's not going to come up to us and stab us. You know what I'm saying? They just, they don't even look, they won't even look at us because there's no what, they're not, they have so much on the line. Like, if I go out and stab someone, there's so much on the line. I have my, no, my, my, like, whole, like, my life, really, a criminal record. I have,
I mean,
if he dies,
we almost had the criminal record.
that's more time in prison. That's prison time. Prison time, whoo! Prison that and prison like in the UK and it's pretty bad as well.
We almost had a criminal record.
Let's not talk about that. But you know what I'm saying? Like he has so much to do on the line. He's not gonna go stab Johnny, you know, for that. He'd rather stab another gang member for that. Like not his own gang, but another rival gang. That's what I see it. But you always see, oh yeah, innocent. I don't know what's the white name.
Bob.
White name. I don't know. Tommy. Tommy's white name. Tommy's just walking down the street and he's 15 and he's stabbed to death. Well, he's been stabbed to death, not because he's innocent. He's been either dealing with drugs in another gang or he's done something to the person that stabbed him. You know what I'm saying? It's not just like, I don't know. I don't think anyone that like nowadays sees it as that. It's just like, oh, they've just stabbed another innocent person. But I'm not trying to say I'm in a gang or anything like that. I would have no idea. But this is how I would see it. I try and put myself in their shoes. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Oh, rubbish. I've just talked for so long and I feel like, oh.
Well, to be honest, I would say that in our society nowadays, the hardest thing for any of us is to talk about our feelings to another person. We don't trust anyone nowadays. It's more of a, you can't go to, for example, if if you feel like you want to kill yourself for some any reason, you can't really go to anyone and
Yeah.
tell them. You can't go to a teacher and say, like, I want to kill myself. Because you don't know what they're going to say. You can't tell your parents that. You can't do.
And I've never had that mentality of like, oh, someone's been rude to me, or I've just been beaten up, and
Not because of
oh,
that.
I'm
It's
gonna
because
kill
of,
myself.
like, other things.
I'd go as far. I don't even have feelings. I'd go as far to say I don't have feelings because I don't remember a moment where I've been upset. You know what I'm
I don't know.
saying?
I have a lot of stress, anxiety. I don't know about you.
Do you know what? I don't even have stress. Like right now, for the podcast, oh, just drinking water.
I don't, I'm not saying not right now. I'm not having any stress. It's just I'm saying that usually, I'm stressed. I'm usually have a lot of anxiety. Usually, I'm sad most of the nights. Don't know why. It's just.
Right now, we should have like so much stress. Like for the podcast, we're watching like in this like 2, 3 weeks. It is. We have our GCSEs coming up.
We have the first exams in 12 days.
Yeah, I feel like American people watching it's like so it's the thing in the UK we had this thing called GCSEs and it's basically a thing that lets us basically continue our life and go to different jobs and all of that. It's what job people look
Let
for.
me
So if
search
you
out
haven't,
what's GCSE in America.
yeah, just search it up. But you know, I don't know why I'm revising and everything. It's just I don't have stress. That's why I said like at the beginning of the podcast, I don't have a normal head. Like my head's not normal. Like I don't feel the urge to sleep. Like you know when you get tired,
Yeah.
I've never. I could. I've of course I've got tired, but it's like
So they have a
I
they
don't
have high school diploma. That's what they have.
What's
That
that?
says students take anywhere between 5 to 10 subjects, which, if passed, are generally considered equivalent to a US high school diploma.
Oh, is that where it's
So for
from,
the American
America?
people, they have children, they have diploma.
Oh, wow. Okay. Apparently, it's easier over there. Because I was talking to a teacher today and they said they're from America. And apparently, it's easier because it's not like all piled up into 2 weeks, it's over the whole year.
Do you know what GCSE stands for?
Yeah, man.
What does it stand for?
Don't ask questions,
It
innit?
stands for General Certificate of Secondary Education.
I knew that. That's what I said.
Formerly knows former what? O levels.
O levels.
Apparently is known as
Oh, that's what you said back in the day.
O levels.
O levels. That sounds really weird.
It says a single subject exam taken upon completing of 2 years of study at the age of 16.
You know what's coming out?
What?
You know what? I haven't seen any new games coming
yeah,
out.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Lately, it's just Fortnite.
I know. God of War has just come out.
I haven't heard any news about any games for like a good year, like 2018 and half of 2017.
I've just googled games coming out, and the most exciting thing is here is Spider-Man.
Like literally, honestly, not gonna lie to you. Ever since Fortnite came out, it's just on the headline every time. You don't know about any other
game. But I know a God of War just come out, and I know that was it. I don't know. There was a couple of people, you know, it was very mixed. But I feel like this with every game, you know, you can't, you know, not everyone can like a game except for Fortnite.
I mean,
but
the one game I feel like is going to smash everything is going to be GTA 6.
But even Red Dead, you know, Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, but it's just GTA 6.
Red Dead Redemption 2. Like, I'm not even like, oh, like, how can I put it? When the new Assassin's Creed came out, the newest one, I was like, yes, I'm going to get that and play it, yes. And it was really good. But I've never felt that way, like, in a game, like, for a game in ages. You only, like, you really wait for a game for ages.
Yeah, I haven't had that.
But you're like, yes, I'm writing that down. I'm going to put it in my note, like, my calendar on my phone. I'm just really excited for that game. Save up money for it. Or that. Well, not save up money for it. That was, like, back in the day. But
yeah, it's just...
Yes. But I haven't felt that way for a game in absolutely ages.
Yeah, I haven't.
And I miss that.
Like,
do you miss the days where you would just sit on on PlayStation or you play on PC?
I had PS3. I played on PS3 for a long time.
But, like, do you miss them days where you just sit there and just play for, like, the whole day?
I mean, I remember when FIFA used to be good. I remember.
Yeah, but you know, you used to play them games, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I played FIFA 14 with someone. Then I played GTA 5 with someone. And
yeah, GTA 5. That were the times. I remember you didn't even have to, like, when you had so many people in a game, you didn't even need, like, to do any races or anything, because there were just so many of us in free roam. We were just running each other over, killing each other, or we'd go to the ship club, or we'd just rob a bank, you know. And it was just so much stuff to do, like, and I miss that about having a game.
That's what
like,
I'm saying. GTA 6 is going to change the scene. I think they're going to make GTA 6 a very, very open world game.
But how far do you go with open worlds? You know what I'm saying?
I hope they go far. Like, I hope they go very far this time.
But then there's too much to do.
Well, there's never too much to do because, look, GTA 5, people are still playing GTA 5. What I want them to do in GTA 6 is make it more realistic in the way of saying, all right, you can go get a job, work as a policeman or tax, anything like that. And then without adding any mods, because at the moment, to do any of this, to get mods, I'm saying, you know, add all of this, like, you know, flying a plane, making add this so it'd be more realistic, more in a way of real life. I mean, I want a game that's very, very realistic, where I wake up every morning, I go to the job, you know, I enjoy life, it's a normal life.
You want a job, you want a simulator, that's
yeah,
what
I
you want.
Like a very, very good simulator. That's how I hope GTA 6 is going to be, a very good, like, real life simulator.
And, like, you work, I know what you're saying, I'd actually really like to see that, like, you know, you wake up every morning, you do your job, and
yeah,
then
you get
like,
paid, you get, you,
you, play
you,
it,
get,
if you, play
you get to
it.
See how life is, really.
But, like, if you play it for, like, a week, like, not a week straight, but if you play it for a long time, you get better jobs, you get to do, you know, you could have the best job there
and
is.
You can buy a house on the beach,
cars,
you wake up in the morning and you see the view and everything. You feel like, you know, you want to do that, and don't make you push yourself in life, in actual real life. When you see that, you say, you know, I want this. You push you towards that goal.
The only problem is we have, Alex, is how do you wrap a podcast up?
We'll just say, I think this is all for today. Since it's actually is all for today, we've spent 40 minutes on this podcast. Hopefully,
we do have YouTube channel. We are recording this on Anchor. We do have a YouTube channel, which is just Anycast. It's just AnyKast.
Also, we want to put it out there. If, you know, if there are any sponsors out there, you know, we don't mind.
Wow! You're such a sellout. And we just saw our first podcast as well.
Listen, if there are any sponsors out there, you know, I'm open to any contracts. You know what I'm saying?
Basically, in the smallest sense of time, Alex is broke and really needs all of your money. So,
yeah, pretty much. Just, yep. We just need a sponsor. We just need a sponsor. Like, listen, we got. We'll make you money. I can talk for hours, literally.
No. But two people are gonna watch this, yeah.
Oh.
Two people are gonna watch this.
Well, us.
And that's gonna be my
your nan,
my book.
Right, I guess we should end it. I don't know, it's 75th minute, still 2-1 to Atletico. I think they're gonna go through.
Oh, I don't care about football, Alex.
Hey, you're shit at football, I'm sick.
It's all about cricket, fam.
You never know what cricket is like.
I'm sick. Gets to like, you
he's
know,
never played it. He's never played it before, he doesn't even know how to play it.
You're right, I don't even know what cricket is.
Cool.
I swear it's that bug.
Listen, let's just end the podcast. It's just, you know, people I think got bored of us.
I don't know how you end these.
Let me Google it.
You Google it. In fact, I'm going to Google this as well. How to end
how
a podcast.
To end a podcast.
A podcast with someone that does not have to say anything, then yes, and...
You're not professional at all.
Yes and no. They said you just have to press the finish recording button.
No, wait.
That's what they said. That's what they said.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they should say. They said you should get another podcast host. So they're saying that I should kick you out and just go solo. That's
right.
What they said.
I have a good one.
What do you do?
It says you have just listened to any. What was it?
You forgot already. Any... That's why they said I should
is it
kick
any
you
talk?
Out.
Talk.
I'm gonna punch you. You're having no kneecaps tomorrow. It's any cast, right. You idiot.
You have just listened to any cast podcast with your host, Alex and Charlie. Subscribe to our podcast on subscribe to our podcast on YouTube, Spotify, probably Google Play, and catch our next episode.
I saw.
You've reached the end of another episode of Anycast podcast. Connect with us at youtube.com, anycast.com. Hey, thanks for listening to.